T-Mobile.
Morgan, how you doing, Rusty? W2T0TR.
I'm pretty good. I'm on my way to the dentist's office, so that's where I'm headed this morning. And then a couple of other errands that I'm going to play around. I may even shoot me a line up, see if I can move the corner of my antenna today. And that's probably what's in my plans for today.
Seen from the dentist, but the rest of it sounds like a lot of fun. We are headed to the doctor's office for a routine visit to the dermatologist. And I'm following one of those three-wheel Polaris-looking motorcycles. It's the ugliest one I've ever seen. It's a matte purple. But buddy, he's been flying now. I've been following him. Him or her, I'm not sure which. Yeah, it's a him. I guess it is a commercial one. I thought it was something he'd homemade, but it's a Polaris.
Well, that was the other day. I forgot where I was coming back from. And the one I got behind was I thought it was a real pretty one. I'm not sure I'd like to ride one, but it was a red in color, kind of a flake red, you know, that metal flake red type thing with silver lines on it and everything. Pretty looking thing, and looked like it was comfortable too. And the gal riding it wasn't bad looking either.
Shame on you at your age, Rusty. I guess we ain't dead though. Shoot. Yeah, I think it is a gloss purple. I thought it was matte, but it's not. It's gloss. But, man, he didn't lose any time. I think it's a guy. Got a funny-looking helmet on. Looks like a German helmet that he's painted purple. But at any rate, yeah, they do look comfortable. And they ought to be for around $30,000.
Up with the pocketbook, and but now, hey, at my age, I can look all I want. You know, that's there's nothing. I'm not dead, so I'm gonna look. And I didn't know it was a woman. I didn't know it was a young lady until she stopped at a corner where I was. She stopped and at a gas station where I was making a turn, and I had to wait on the light to change. And she got off, took off her helmet, shook out her blonde hair, and unzipped her jacket, and then it was definitely obvious that it was a young lady. And but she looked like she was comfortable riding that cycle. And, there are some that do it and ride it and everything else, but, you know. Oh, and it's a Wednesday, so, you know, as they say, what's this, hump day? Is that what it is, Tom? W2T Mobile.
Talk to me. It's a girl. Well, there used to be an old boy. He taught American history in high school, and he called it Willis Day. That's the way he pronounced it, and that's the way it's spelled, I guess. Yeah, one thing good about that thing is it's wide, so it's very much more noticeable than a motorcycle. Whereas a motorcycle, these guys weaving in and out of the lanes, they would a lot of times kill the motorcyclists because they don't see him, you know. But I'm just too old, Rusty, and that's too much money on top of that.
Right on both of those categories, too old and too much money. Oh. Boy, I'll tell you what, every time I go by one of these new subdivisions that's coming up over here near me, there are more new houses framed up and under construction in them. I went by a couple yesterday. I just went by one again today, and everywhere I look, there's more houses being built. And this one spot I went by yesterday said these houses start in the low 200,000s, you know. The low 200s, they say. Of course, you got to add the other three zeros out there to go with it.
The ones up by us there in those divisions, especially like up there by that little airport that you saw there, 300 and up. And I don't understand it. Where's all the money come from? Good Lord. They say everybody's wanting to move here, but how can you afford that? I guess there are those. Well, if you sell your house for $1 million in New York or California, you know, I guess you can afford it. But that is awfully high. But I guess little houses out in California are selling for that. Well, we are going to Aldi's and Ingles afterwards, aren't we, Bernice? This appointment's on the west side of town, and it's 10:07, so I think we can make it. And I'm supposed to be there at 10:30. I think the appointment's 10:45, but I'm not even sure of that. And it only lasts 5 minutes at most. He'll just walk in, how you doing? Bye. Collect $200 and do not pass go.
His 2 cents worth in. Yeah, I've had some of those appointments like that. But usually my doctor, that's one thing I like about it, even for routine. I've got my next routine doctor's appointment is either the end of next month or the 1st of June. I can't remember which. I've got to look on my calendar because it's already on my calendar. In fact, my appointments, doctor appointments are scheduled out all the way out through December, end of December this year, beginning of next year, January next year. So I know when and what and where, so I try to keep up with them. But, and I usually get a notice, my emails and all that, everything will let me know the day before I'm due to go to the doctor the next day, so I'm always ready for it. But anyway, it's already up to 63 degrees out here, and it's supposed to hit almost 80 today. It should be a beautiful day outside, Tom.
This N0TR, I see a half a moon up there in front of me, so it looks like we're down to about Aldi's here in Taylor's, but we're not stopping Walmart and Aldi's. But, there was something I was going to say, and I lost my train of thought here watching the traffic, Rusty. But I don't think we got too many plans today. I got a schematic I'm going to deliver to a friend in a little while, and that's about it after we get back home. And I had to think about that for a while, how to wire a three-way switch. It'd been probably 10 years since I'd done that, and I found out from an old-timer a real, real easy way to do that, and that can be confusing. It's not that hard a circuit, but it can be confusing. So this way works really good, and it's really easy. So I'm just going to pass on a little sketch of it.
Type things and set up, but it's like I've wondered about some of the things in my over my church, because we've got switches at each end of the hall, and at one end of the hall there's a single switch. You get down to the other end of the hall as a double switch, but it turns on it turns on and off the light on that side of the hall, but also the other switch turns on and off the light on the other wall. And sometimes getting those things wired properly so they turn on and off the right lights can blow your mind if you're not careful.
It amazed me why they call a three-way switch a three-way switch, because it's really a two-way switch. In other words, like on our going down to the basement, you can turn the light on at the top and turn it off at the bottom. And then they make a four-way switch, which I've never put one of those in, but I used to sell them when I worked in an electrical apparatus place. Oh, many, many years ago. But those four-way switches sit on the shelf forever. Then they had something called descant switches. I don't know if you ever saw them or not. They're little. They look like they're about the size of your thumb. And you could gang several of them together. And they were kind of a neat thing, but it was a fad and it went out.
A lot of things. You get things that pop up and they're around for a while and people buy them, get out on the bandwagon, and they want to try this new thing and they buy them. And then they don't, and then it doesn't go anywhere. So, it's what it is, Tom. It is what it is. I just come around the corner sitting at the intersection. I looked across the street, and there's a Jason's Deli across the street. And I could see guys walking around up on the roof on top of the building there. Thought that, and I didn't see any service trucks. Maybe there's one around on the back side of the building, but strange to see people walking around up on top of a building unless they're doing work up there. Well, I have arrived, and I need to go on and get inside and get checked in, because they've got to do several things for me today. And I will talk at you later. You and Bernice have a safe day out there, and take it easy. N0TR, W2T73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, that worked out great. I'm going into the shadow of Paris Mountain here. I hope everything turns out all right. 73 W2T and 0TR clear.
Before CBA Mobile.
1-2 Dave, send 0TR.
They let you out.
Repeater, but you, it's kind of in and out a little bit, Dave. I'm over here in front of Bob Jones University.
Well, you sound fine. As far as getting into the repeater, you may not be receiving it real well. That's kind of a scratchy spot over there.
Finding, and they got you back. Oh, I was just talking to Rusty. He was headed to the dentist. And we are headed to the doctor's office on the west side of town. And I'm starting to see the downtown area here. How's your day going?
Far so good. I'm going to play some tennis, so we'll see how that goes. I played last night, and I play again, this morning, and I play again tonight. So, and I played yesterday, and I got a guy that wants me to play Friday morning. So. I don't know, because I think we're talking about going out of town, but anyway, it's going good. It's a beautiful day.
It sure is, Dave. We're blessed. Well, we're just going to a 5-minute doctor appointment. He'll collect these $200 and... I'll be out of there in 5 minutes. It's just a regular checkup with the dermatologist. Once in a while he'll burn something off, but very rarely. But he's very, very good. But if you don't have anything wrong with you, well, he ain't going to mess around and waste his time. So that's why he's pretty fast.
If you don't need anything taken off, that's good. the last time I went, I guess it wasn't the last time, but time before, I went for something else, and they found a place on my neck that was actually melanoma, so she thought it looked suspicious, and she took a biopsy, and sure enough, and they had to go back and cut out some more, but they got it all, thank goodness, but I was just reading a post on Facebook, a friend of mine, and he had, it seems like 20-something places they had to put him to sleep, because some of them required stitches, and it was, about a 2.5-hour surgery, and some of them they burned off, and he was out of work for a couple of weeks. So he really had a tough time there.
it's well worth going. My son-in-law's dad, he's passed away now. But he liked the beach and, you know, laid out in the sun a lot. And he had melanomas all over his back, and they'd take big chunks out of him. So I know what you're talking about. I try to be careful about it, although I go out and mow the lawn a lot of times and don't put on a long sleeve shirt. I'm on the riding lawnmower, of course, but it's best to protect yourself. That ultraviolet's nasty stuff. It's like welding without a shirt on, you know, when you go out in that.
I hadn't heard that analogy, welding without a shirt on. Yeah, you definitely, can get cooked, and you don't think a whole lot about it, especially when you're young. It seems like you don't think as much about it, and that's what I did. Yeah, I got a big chunk cut out of my back.
This is NJLTR, down at Church Street here downtown. My grandson, he wanted a welder set up, so I got him set up, and thankfully, Chad made a very big impression upon him about the ultraviolet and that, and I had told him, but I had assumed that he just knew. Well, his buddy welded without a shirt on. That's where that come from, and it's the same thing, and I think it's called non-ionizing ultraviolet or something like it. But at any rate, you wound up in the emergency room, Dave. Duh.
I did not know that, because I've never done, well, I can't say I've never. I may have done a couple welds at the county, but they were supervised. And I just never have. I've always wanted to know how to weld, but just never have done much.
You know, doing it avocationally or doing it professionally is two different things, but you got to take the proper precautions. You don't wear a white shirt, for example. It'll pass the UV right through it. You wear dark clothing. And Chad mentioned the welding helmet didn't have something down around the bottom of it, around the neck, and sure enough, he looked at Isaac, and there was a red ring around the bottom of his neck just below the welding helmet. You just don't think of some of those things, and it'll get you. And then other things, like if you get a flash, in other words, if you don't, nowadays they got these helmets that darken on their own. But in the old days, all we had was helmets that you kicked them down just as you started the arc. Well, if you struck the arc before you got that helmet down, you could get a flash, and you'd be up all night long, and it would feel like somebody's pouring sand into your eyes. Very painful.
I like any fun. Well, I tell you, it's, I definitely, respected the guys that did the welding at when I worked for the county and Greenville County, and and I always listened to them, if they were helping me do something, but I rarely did any welding. I just let them do it because they could do such a better job than I could, and and they were willing to do it, so I just let them have it.
I was around it all my life, mostly because I had to repair the welders and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, there's lots of different kinds of welding, and the toxicity of some of it is extreme. Inconel's got a lot of chrome and things like that in it, and it'll kill you. Aluminum, bronze, different metals. You just don't want to breathe a lot of that smoke. Well, Dave, it's been interesting, and you got your tip of the day from the old man, so stay away from that welding. Anyways. You take care, my friend. We are at the doctor's office here on the west side of town. 73 is Central TR.
So I hope whoever's getting examined there gets a good report, and y'all have a good day. Enjoy this beautiful day. Good to talk to you, and tell Bernice hello. 73 is Central TR, KB4 CPA Mobile.